We're talking motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and I'm joined by the man who habitually makes it from 0 to 100 in less than 5 seconds every day. How are you, David?
Not when I get up. waking up is not that easy for me.
That's a slow climb, is it, mate? Now, today we're having a chat about another one of those beautiful Alphas. This is the Alfa Stelvio. Tell us what it was like. You took it for a drive, this one.
It's a SUV, and it is a classic Alfa. It once you really drive it and enjoy driving it, and, you know, I had a friend who helps me in the analysis of cars, you know, really said, yeah, this is a lovely driver's car. Yet, like all Alphas, it has an incredible amount of quirkiness about it in its interaction, in the as we talked about last week, the driver and the human-machine interface that you really need to get used to before you start driving, or you could get terribly frustrated as you're driving along the road.
Is that because it's all in Italian?
It has nice, clear buttons on the steering wheel. The dials in front of the driver, two dials either side, are nice and clear. But the infotainment screen is not large, and the way it goes about finding things is not typical. And I think there's value in having a certain degree of consistency across different brands, that when you're searching for things, you don't have to remember something that is quirky, to say the least. But nonetheless, if you do that, please learn about it before you start driving the car. Sit in the car. The team we put together, which includes a professor, an ex-president of the NRMA and so on, that's looking at this, I think the best thing we can do is say, here's five things that you ought to sit in the car before you start driving and get used to. Can you find a radio station? Can you find the navigation? Can you turn the sound off for the navigation if you don't want it? These things you need to get to know, because the navigation, even with voice actuation, it drove me insane. It was a struggle, let me say that.
David, I'm off the beaten path just a tick here with this, but shouldn't it be part of the sales process that when you buy a vehicle, perhaps they say, okay, would you like your mobile phone put into it? Some of the more common things that the average person doesn't want to have to sit there and go through a manual, whereas these people that deal with the cars all the time could do it quite quickly for you?
I think there's one thing that's very critical there is you'll never get it all at once.
Yeah.
And secondly, the whole notion of education is not as clear as saying, look, this is how you do it, now off you go. It's an interaction, and I think that's what we're trying to develop with the team we've put together, which includes ways of engaging. Now, what car companies are doing, some, BMW for a while there, was, here's a description, come back in a month's time, and after the joy of buying a new car and you've settled into it a bit, then let's go through and see whether you're doing it in the most efficient way. Oh, I tried to get an address this way. Well, do you realise you can do it with voice this way?
Yeah.
The other thing about the Alpha, which I love, is it has a dial-type thing that works like a mouse, so that you can move the cursor around the screen. And the lovely thing is it moves in steps to each button, not vaguely in between. And, you know, rather than Mazda has it as well, I love it. And once you get used to that, you can drop your hand to it and get ready to move, turn over, know three clicks will get you to the right button and go and press enter then. I think that's a great value.
David, if I was to want to enjoy the Alfa Stelvio around the Upper Hunter, would it be suitable to our region?
If you enjoy driving, if you enjoy being, I have always said that an Alfa, I give it the award each year of the car to look good in a rich suburb, you know, or any suburb, that you've decided to make the choice, of, you know, based on style and that. I think it really does. So, and it is a driver's car on a twisty road where the corners are well below the speed limit. It is a car of sure-footedness and security. If you do that, it is worth sitting down and engaging with the car before you drive it and sitting back and then talking maybe even to your partner. What did you find easy? How did you find it? How do we do this is a sort of interaction that I think we need, not on the road, but in the quietness and calmness of stationary situation.
I look forward to seeing plenty of them around the Upper Hunter, and I look forward to catching up with David and talking more motoring next week. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.